This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. So, yeah, we know it. Public radio can be sort of spinachy sometimes. You listen because you want to learn something. It's educational. Turns out that was the plan from the start. As part of our new series, Learning Curve, on the intersection of education and technology, Marketplace's Adrian Hill gives us the history of educational radio.
Public radio got its start in the classroom.
Broadcasting began in the United States largely on university campuses. I mean, in engineering departments where people were experimenting with radio and building radio sets.
Michelle Helms is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. By the mid-1920s, those engineering experiments were becoming stations, broadcasting educational programs, first for homemakers and farmers.
And later got into schoolroom broadcasts where kids in schools could actually listen to things that related to their, you know, their lessons.
Dozens of state universities, departments of education, and school boards created shows for kids.
Today, Mr. F. Leslie Speer, supervisor of social studies, we'll take you behind the headlines.
That's from WBOE in Cleveland, where the BOE stood for Board of Ed. The board even had specially made school radios that picked up only its station. WHA, now a part of Wisconsin Public Radio, had one of the most active schools of the air. There were music classes, drama, and nature shows like A Field with Ranger Mac.
Hello, boys and girls. We're standing at the threshold of another year.
The idea was simple. Students could learn from great teachers everywhere. Broadcasting would transform education, so long as there was a radio in the classroom. But the revolution never came. A lot of schools didn't have radios, and a lot of the shows just weren't that good.
If you talk to people, old practitioners in public broadcasting, they actually use educational radio as a pejorative.
Josh Shepard is a professor at Catholic University in Washington, D.C.
In truth, the best and most effective educational broadcasts did come out of the networks.
CBS had the American School of the Air, NBC the Music Appreciation Hour. But, says Shepard, commercial radio was designed to make money. And there just wasn't much in broadcasting to school kids. Gradually, the public stations that stayed on the air started making better radio, less geared to students sitting, listening in circles, and more for learners like us. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.